Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
FM Talk on demand audio.
When the lights go down.
Oh, that's awesome. Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Oh, this is why Carl Middleman makes all the big bucks.
Pew-pew.
As our executive producer. That's awesome. Segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. If you are thinking about suppressing a firearm, please head straight to Razorback Armory in De Pere on Manchester Road. You can get their address. Heck, you could probably just punch in Razorback Armory in your map. It'll take you right to them. Start the suppressor process, and it's happening now in weeks instead of months like the government used to make you hold up till. So head to Razorback Armory, and you'll be so glad you did. Now, another big supporter of the Big Dogs Poker Bash, Kim, is, I got to tell you, Mike McClary has been, he's been a part of Second Amendment Radio for years, and he's always sent a box of really cool lighting, headlamps, lanterns, all this stuff. Intervine.com, that's Intervine.com, and the CEO is Mike McClary. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again, Bo and Kim.
I know you're hard to track down, but thank you again for the donation at this year's Poker Bash. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. I see on your website, which is really cool, spring storm season is here. Make sure your family is safe with powerful LED lighting. Is the technology changing much in your world?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, there's two things that we're really keeping an eye on in our world, and that's one, the lighting technology, which anyone who's used LED flashlights and lanterns compared to the old mag lights that you and I used to use, Bo. The technology you're almost like carrying a baton around. But the technology now, right. They're a lot brighter. They also use less battery power as well. So it really has changed, only for the better. But I think the biggest change that we're seeing now in the world in general for technologies like this is battery advancements as well. You look at Tesla with electric batteries they use and everything, and you can debate about how environmentally friendly they are. But the fact of the matter is batteries are going to be around driving things for a long time. And I think that is the next big area we're going to see some truly incredible advancements over the next 18 to 24 months.
You know, I see headlamps on your website, and I think that's so cool. I actually don't have one myself, but I think about how people have been really good about emergency preparedness, right? Stocking up on food and just thinking of all the things that you might need, even if there's just a crazy storm and your power's knocked out for several days at a time. I can imagine those are popular for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ever since the storms, the terrible storms went through the, Nebraska, Iowa, northern Texas last week, we can always tell when something like that happens, and from a business owner, we love seeing the business, but we absolutely hate thinking about what happens during those storms, because the way some of those cities got hit, it's devastating. And, there's lots of things you can do to be safe. Having a lantern, flashlight. So when you lose power and you're going to, you can find your way out. That's always a good thing. But we always recommend as well, have a plan. Everyone needs to know what to do when something happens, because when it happens, it's too late to do that. I think the number one thing people can do is have a plan what's going to happen. If you ever have an EF3, 4 tornado coming your way, what are you and your family going to do? Where are you going to go? How are you going to communicate afterwards? That's what we think is the most important thing that they can do. And then, of course, get a flashlight and a headlamp.
That's right. And it is frightening, because when the lights go out and you don't know where that flashlight is, I mean, you're basically paralyzed. And so anytime these storms roll through in the nighttime, that is the most frightening, because you can't see anything happening. It's a good reminder, because they are so inexpensive on your website, and the technology, like I said, is really good. And the flashlights are doing just more than just lighting up too. But I have to tell you that, looking at the protests in the, in the news. Mike, this is crazy because they've got these encampments, these, you know, tents up and these, you know, display tents. They're all lit up. Are you getting any requests for deliver down to this college campus? Because that might be a marketing tool for you. Is it too soon?
You know, we're not, but we do have a lot of requests for people who maybe don't quite feel comfortable having a gun. They're not quite ready for it, to get a self-defense flashlight. You know, these flashlights nowadays, they're so powerful. We have one called the Sentinel. It's about 10 inches long. It feels like you're holding a baton again, but the beam can actually, you know, temporarily nauseate and disable people that may be coming after you. So having a really good flashlight in your home, when you're outside, in the car, is a great feeling of protection. Doesn't have to be one of ours. It can be anyone. Yeah. Have something really big and powerful. You can shine right in their eyes, because everyone knows you've been blinded by the light before. And if you can do that, you have time to get you and your family to safety whenever there's anything threatening by you.
Yeah, I would like having one of those in our house. I mean, in addition to a gun, just having multiple options if something like that happens, you can just grab, you know, grab whatever's closest to you. Each have one in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of people, a lot of older people. My father had one until he passed away. I always kept the flashlight and a lantern by his bed because he lived by himself and he wanted to feel a little bit safer. And it's one of those things, storms hit, someone knocks on the door at, you know, midnight. You need to have something to make you feel safe in those situations.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you real quick. You know, it's kind of like when you shut a light off by the switch in your home, there's still a minor draw coming from it. And there was nothing worse back in the day with the mag lights or anything else, that when you grab a flashlight and the batteries were dead. Is that technology in your world changed where there's nothing drawn from the batteries when they're off?
Yeah, there's nothing that the flashlight is drawing from them, but all batteries have a little bit of a slow drain to them, something kind of like naturally happens, whether it's the lithium inside of them, the alkaline inside of them, the crazy new technologies. They're going to have saltwater driving batteries at some point in the future. There's a teeny tiny drain, but like with a good lithium battery, it can stay fully charged, or enough of a like about 2/3 of the way full, almost an entire year. So you, as long as, what we like to tell people, come fall, come spring, check your batteries, make sure they're charged up. If not, top them off like you top off your car. But these are the things that, you know, just once, twice a year is all you really need to do to make sure they got enough power.
Awesome. Mike McCleary, CEO of Intervine. Is Intervine.com the best site to shop at, or can we get you at Amazon?
Yeah, anywhere's fine with us. Amazon or Intervine. We're also on Walmart. We're just about everywhere except physically in a store, because I'm really lazy and I'd rather sell online.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Mike. And thanks for the support of the Big Dogs Poker Bash. That's awesome. Kim, thanks for joining me. And in place of Mark, you're the stunt double for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Everybody have a great Cinco de Mayo and a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys and girls.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.